Here's a thought I'll title, Over and Over and Over Leads to Boredom. I've mentioned several times this idea that Stieglitz compared photography to painting, and that set in motion the whole idea that photography goes on the wall. And it does, and it looks great. And what that tends to do is create in us a motivation to make absolutely wonderful, standalone, inspiring, breathtaking images, which is what so many of us strive to do. The wonderful photograph is a goal. We not only want to produce them, but we collect them and decorate our living spaces with these wonderful photographs. And if we're lucky, and we do that long enough and collect enough wonderful photographs, there may be an opportunity to do a book. And, as I've said so often before, almost every photographer I know anyway wants to do a book of their work. But that's where a bit of a problem kicks in. Because if we produce a book of our very best work, what it ends up being is page after page after page after page after page of absolutely stunning, gorgeous images. And maybe this is just me, but my observation when I look at a book like that, that's page after page after page of stunning images, is that I get bored. It's like eating dessert for every single meal, for every single component of a meal. It would be like hearing music that is only the finale over and over and over and over again. Pretty soon you say, okay, that's enough finales. Can we have something else in this music to give it character, to give it nuance, to give it layers? And what I'm proposing is that that has to be an element of a book, too. A book has to have a certain rhythm to it. They can't all be spectacular images, one after the other, after the other, after the other, without running the risk of people starting to yawn and say, okay, where's the variety? Where's the rhythm? Or perhaps a more contemporary example is, imagine a movie that was nothing but car chases and crashes, one after another, after another, after another. Pretty soon you'd want to say, well, wait a minute, where's the character development? Where's the background? Where's the story? And I think this comes about because of the nature of trying to migrate images that were intended to be spectacular, wonderful, five-star killer photographs on the wall. That's the objective for making those images. But that doesn't translate into the objective in a book. A book needs to have beginning, middle, and end. It needs to have background, building of tension, and denouement. There has to be rhythm to it. But yet, we didn't produce our images for that rhythm. We produced our images all to be the absolute winner that gets matted and framed. Fortunately, the attempt to photograph every single image as a denouement and a finale never succeeds because it's just too complicated. It's just too difficult. So what we end up with is images in our Lightroom catalog that aren't five-star images that maybe could be used to create the backdrop, to build tension, to be the breather in between the denouements, to give our project rhythm, whether it's seeing in sixes or a small folio or a book. At least for my eye, those books that are just all the winners and don't have any rhythm or tension or denouement or pause, those books tend to be overwhelming and easily forgotten, precisely because those images were made for a different purpose. With this in mind, it might also change what we do when we're out in the world photographing. Maybe we need some images that aren't five-star super-duper images that help fill in the gaps to the story, that help build the tension, that help prepare us for the super-duper winner image. And maybe we need to be thinking about capturing those images too, because they have a purpose in a project like a book or even a gallery exhibition. Life just isn't all desserts and finales and moments of peak action. And if photography is intended to engage us with life, maybe it has to engage us with those parts of life that aren't the trumpets blaring, the car crashes, or the surprise ending reveal.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.